rocks.
Well, good morning, Brock Hunter. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
You ace. You ass. That's mean to say. That sounds mean. I'll just call you ace.
Doesn't come off the tongue.
You ass. Okay, I may have mentioned this to you before. I can't remember if we talked about this or not on the show, but I recently downloaded a gambling app, and I'm not going to say the name because they're not paying me for it. If they pay me for it, I'll be more than happy. Anyway, I downloaded this gambling app, sports gambling app, okay?
Yep.
Obviously, I have a very addictive personality. Whether it's cocaine, strippers, or gambling, I lean into it. Well, the other day, I was out at a bar, and they had horse races on. I'm like, man, I really wish I could gamble on that. Well, my buddy Ben, our buddy Ben, was like, hey, you should download this app. You can do this. I was like, all right, that sounds cool. So I downloaded the app. Hunter, this was a mistake, okay?
So what, y'all up into this app? So I know which app you're talking about. I don't want to say it either, but I had that app once.
Yeah.
And I just felt like they were really trying to take my money all the time.
Oh, they've already taken a good chunk of my money already, and I've had it for a day.
Here's another thing I don't like about that app is they make it a little confusing. I don't know why it is confusing to me, but there's some things in that app that I'm like, wait, I should be able to go here, blah, blah, do this, do that. No,
well, some of the gambling terms, which I guess I'm not too far gone that I don't know all the gambling terms. But, yeah, there's a lot to it. There's a lot more to it than I expected, because I'm like, all right, I want to throw $10 on the Packers. Can I do that? And it's kind of difficult.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. Brock, you know what the gambling I miss? Yeah. Hey, Brock, I bet you $10.
Which, by the way, you still owe me $40. I don't know if you know that. Unless you want to double or nothing this thing. Obviously, I'm feeling the itch right now. But
what's the over under and how many points are going to be? And how many yards does blah, blah, blah have to get there?
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's just, no. How about if my team wins, you give me $10. If your team wins.
Well, just so you know, I've already bet on the Rockies and Washington Nationals. Which I don't care about either one of those teams, or baseball for that matter. I've already gone to the live casino and played there, and I bet on some horses.
That's baseball?
Yeah, yeah. I did a parlay. I had no idea what the parlay was.
Why are you betting on baseball? You don't have any idea what baseball is.
Because I have a problem, Hunter, okay?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Delete that app right now. So now you just blindly get.
Yeah, it's because
you lose
right
your money.
There. It's right there. Like, see, it used to be much harder back in the day. You'd have to,
you deserve my $40.
I need it, man. I owe some people some money, dude.
You know, I'm going to let one knee get bad.
I think this is bad. This is because they've made it so easy. And of course, they put on their, if you have a gambling problem, click the. No one's clicking that. No, they're going to the next section and they're betting on this National Spelling Bee.
Here's what you do. You open that phone up, you delete that app, uninstall, right? And you never go back. Here's the gambling you should be doing. If you are going to gamble, which you shouldn't be, but if you are, Club Keno.
Keno? See, I already.
Simple, right there, boom, boom. You can lose your money really quick, then you get mad, then you don't, you know.
Boy,
it's not on your phone. It doesn't travel with you in your pocket.
Boy, I love betting on those ponies, though, man. I love seeing those horses run. All right.
You're not going to win.
Yeah. Well, look, I'll delete the app after my bets that I have going on right now through, and I'll see how I do.
Keep us updated on that, would you?
Well, if you hear me working.
I want you to tell me how right I was here in a few days.
You hear me working weekends, you know what happened, all right? You know what happened. Anyway. Yeah, it's not good. Thanks a lot, Ben. My gambling addiction's gotten worse. Anyway, enough of me and my crippling debt.
We have casino in your pocket. That's awful. A scary thing.
Awful. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
That's buzzing a bit.
What's up, Katie? Everything from seed to harvest. Katie and the crew, Smith Indoor Garden, going to get you taken care of so you can enjoy those big, sticky, shock-absorber-sized buds that they help you grow. Go see them. Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Well, a divorce court in Utah has ordered a woman to hand over an album of racy pictures she took for her now ex-husband. The judge ruled he could keep it because of the quote-unquote loving messages she wrote next to the pictures of her, I don't know, booty hole? I don't know, like what
something not good.
Yeah. The judge did say provocative, real racy stuff. The judge did say she could scratch out all the naked parts so she doesn't feel so violated, but she says it's a little late for that. This is weird.
Yeah. So what are they, Polaroids?
It doesn't get into detail. I don't know if they're, I'm and guessing.
Obviously, if she's writing on the picture.
I'm guessing they're hard copies, yeah.
So she took them to court because he's got pictures and.
Well, they're already divorced. So, like, they're divorced. I don't know if that was part of the proceedings. Like, okay, yeah, you get the camper. I get the Jeep. You get half of the pension fund. I get the dirty photos. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
But don't you think.
That's an awkward time in court right there.
God, and at this point, you know how everyone's seen those photos. The judge probably had to see them. The jury probably, if there's a jury involved, like the court reporters had to flip through them. Like everyone has seen these photos at this point.
Wait a second. I brought 13 of them here. There's only 9 now. What's going on?
Wait a minute. I'm super glad I never got into the dirty photos, part of the relationship.
Well, there you go. Hey, man, you just got to be careful.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
in this day and age, yes, exactly. Anything you put online, anything you snap with your phone, well, it didn't upload it anywhere. No, I really, you pressed okay on something somewhere where you allowed it to be saved somewhere.
Well, I think I look at the fact that as far as the dating culture, the relationship culture, it's much more aggressive now. Like, that wasn't really a thing. Not saying I didn't get maybe a dirty text from time to time or maybe,
but,
you know.
But that was back in the day where it was like, it wasn't. It's an open network now, man.
Well, it's just,
anything
it's
that happens.
Like, it's like it's expected. It's expected now, too. Like, all right, we're in a relationship, so here's dong pics. Here's booty pics. Here's me and this. Like, everyone does it now, and I'm glad I kind of missed that, because if I was dating in this day and age, one, I don't think I could keep up. Two, mine doesn't photograph well. And three, I'm very irresponsible, so I know it would just be everywhere. Like, I'd accidentally hit share all, you know, and it would just be out there. My poorly photographed penis.
Is it different for the guy, for a guy and a girl? That's all. I mean, it's all quality, right? But I mean, hear me out. Nobody wants to see a dong. I really don't care if you're I don't even believe you women out there want to see the dong.
Hey, really, there's other pictures. Why don't you send me a picture of you doing dishes? That's a dirty photo I want to see.
Right. You know what I'm saying, though? So, yeah. Like, I'm not too. I don't care. Well, but I'm not sending dong pics out. But
I think the fairer sex. I think ladies photograph better, obviously, because it's a good point. There's no good picture of a penis out there. You can't show me one. You can find the most attractive penis out there. Be like, look, this is a handsome penis. It's still not gonna photo. Like, it's still
a nice
not,
haircut.
Yeah, nice haircut, well put together, tan, got abs,
sideburns
on there.
Sideburns.
Got a fresh perm. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it just doesn't.
Like Elvis.
So I feel like women have it tougher because it's almost, I think, more expected of them, which they got the raw end of the deal. I don't know. Because otherwise, what else are guys going to photograph? Are their pecs? Their abs? No, we got one area that we can photograph, and it's not a good area. All right?
It's not even a good area.
It doesn't look good on film, right. Okay? So.
Dang, like, I don't know. So when you delete your photo now, it goes to your trash, right? So it really doesn't delete for like.
No, it doesn't. That's right.
You set it for.
You like on my phone, it has recently deleted. So I could do a whole slew and delete them. And then it's like, well, yeah, we're just in case you want to revisit these, we're going to leave them on this device.
Yeah, to me, you know what that is to me? Well, we're going to hold on to them for 30 days. No, it's a waiting area for people to sift through.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it is. Oh, the delete section. Well, let's check that out. Then it's going to be interesting.
You got some.
Like, if they really wanted to look through your phone, that's where they're going to look.
Oh, yeah. You got some creepy guy in a basement by a bunch of servers that's just flipping through everything.
You know, once you snap it, just know what's going on.
That's
there.
What I feel for this lady, man. It's like those Polaroids. That's easy. You light them on fire, that's it. They're gone. But, boy, all those digital photos I took, I don't know where they're at.
Cloud.
They're in the cloud.
That's where they're at.
They're in the cloud, disappointing people all over the place. Anyway, that's a first. Dirty photos in a divorce ruling. So, All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.